This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 right now. Hello and good morning. This is The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris with Joyce Goh and Kusu Chuang today as we take a look at global markets, specifically Asian markets, which closed higher yesterday following a report that Chinese and American negotiators are working towards de-escalating the trade dispute between them. Now, this plan to end the trade dispute will result in hopefully meetings between President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in November. So we have on the line with us from New York to discuss this, Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America. Good morning, Joe. Thank you for joining us today. Now, markets appear to be striking a more optimistic tone after talks between the U.S. and China on trade made their way back on the agenda. Do you think that markets have turned a corner when it comes to this issue?
Well, perhaps. You know, it's August. It's been trading in New York and around the world. But, you know, the backdrop for the U.S.-China trade negotiations has improved. Hopefully, the president in Washington is coming around to the fact that, you know, it would hurt a lot of U.S. companies, raise prices for U.S. consumers, hurt the Chinese economy, the global economy. So, hopefully cooler heads will prevail when it comes to the U.S.-China trade tension. So far, so good. But it's too early to say we've turned the corner.
Joe, looking at tomorrow, the Fed will be releasing the minutes of its July 31st to August 1st FOMC meeting. What's the expectation here?
I think the expectation will talk about, you know, solid growth, continuing upward pressure, inflation. I think the big issue will be wages, the lack of labor. Where we are really here in the United States looking at labor shortage, you know, whether it's skilled or unskilled. So that has to feed through at some point into higher wages. We're not there yet. But I think that's what, you know, the Fed has to worry about. Price stability is another part of their mandate. We're seeing a little bump up in inflationary pressures. But, you know, we're still in that sweet spot where we've got plenty of upside when it comes to earnings. You know, margins are not being compressed by the labor shortages just yet. And then inflation moderating. So we're still in that sweet spot, but the Fed is always forward-looking, so we'll see. But I think you're really talking about a robust economy and building wage pressure and inflationary expectations.
Well, Fed, Joe, still on the Fed, and of course, Jerome Powell talks at Jackson Hole this Friday. What kind of expectations are you having in terms of policy direction and things like trade as well?
Well, the biggest issue is the Fed's independence from the White House. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I really don't. I don't think, and he won't address that. That by not addressing it, he's addressing it. But the biggest issue will be just how the trade. You know, things are very good in the United States. Consumption, investment, exports. The dollar's not; it's stronger, but it's not hurting exports. You've got the fiscal stimulus, tax reform. The big outlier is the trade tariffs and, you know, going to, you know, having these trade tensions. If we can put that aside, we can keep running. We're, you know, August is the longest bull market in U.S. history. We're in the midst of one of the longest U.S. economic expansions. This can continue with the right policies. I think he'll lay that out for everyone to see.
Joe, if I could just come back to that comment you made about the independence of the Fed. So President Trump has once again expressed concern about the monetary policy. I think it's not the first time he's done this. He's expressing his concern about the interest rate increases by the Federal Reserve as well as, instituted by Jerome Powell. Do you think that this will not make it on the agenda of at Jackson Hole on Friday?
No, it won't be on the agenda. It'll be on the private agenda. It'll be the private cool, you know, at the water cooler or at the bar late at night agenda, but not the formal agenda. And neither does it need be. I mean, the central bankers have a lot to think about in terms of, you know, Turkey, the Chinese slowdown, emerging market outflows. How do you sustain, you know, income inequality? All your issues. So I think, you know, This Jackson Hole conference can be one of the easier ones given to where we were 10 years ago with the crisis. Think of it that way.
Joe, let's take a look at Greece. Monday marked the end of Greece's marathon bailout, and the country has now returned to growth as once public deficit has turned into a solid budget surplus and jobless rate has fallen below 20%. But Greece's central bank governor believes that Greece still has a long way to go. So what do you think of this?
I agree with that. I mean, it's a marathon plus another marathon and a couple more. Just because the bailouts have ended and they're moving on. You know, Greece, they lost a lot of human capital They got to somehow attract that that human capital back home, dentists, doctors, engineers, financiers, just workers in general. So they still have a long road to go. You still have unrest in North Africa, the Middle East. Turkey is on the boil here. That affects Greece and like the movement of capital, the movement of people. So, but it's a good sign. But you know, as the study show, I mean, ten years later from the financial crisis, and Greece is just coming out of the kind of the woodshed or out of the tunnel, and they still have a long way to go. But it's a great country, great agriculture, great tourism, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of money flowing back. See, the good thing is the money is flowing back to Greece. Hopefully, the people, the skilled labor, unskilled will follow, and that will help kind of cement this rebound that we've seen. I'm bullish on Greece long term.
Yeah, Joe, I'm sure we would have seen also Donald Trump's comments on proposing to end quarterly reporting in favor of a semi-annual structure. What do you think about that?
I think that there's, I see both sides of the argument. Companies, publicly traded companies, which are getting, where they're becoming rare breed, so to speak, when you look at kind of like the overall public float. They're accountable, 90 days out. That's a little arduous for a lot of companies. But on the other hand, if you're an investor, 6 months can be a lifetime in terms of like what's happening, market share, financing, loans, and so forth. So, but I think that's an issue that we've decided by the SEC and others, not the president of the United States. So, I mean, I don't agree or disagree with the president. I think you make some good points. So does Jamie Dimon, Warren Buffett. Everyone has said this, but I don't expect anytime soon a change here in the United States about public reporting on a quarterly basis.
Joe, thank you so much for your thoughts there. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York. After this, we'll come back and take a look at the state of the media sector here in Malaysia, including the financial performances of Utusan, Star, as well as Astro, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.